Today's Amud is Yavama Samach Dal Damabez. We're holding on Samach Dal Damabez, 6 lines from the top, Amar Rav Yehuda. So the Mishnah had mentioned the halacha that if a person is married for 10 years, and he wasn't zeichet to have children together with his wife, so then he has to marry another wife, potentially divorce his wife, if he's not going to have two wives, but he definitely has to get himself another wife, because he has to be Mekayim Peravu. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Breder of Shmua Bashilas, Mishmei de Rav, that Leishanu Ela B'dayres HaRishayinim, Sheshnaisehem Merubais. This, that we give the couple 10 years, that was only said about earlier generations, where they lived longer, and Mamela, it wouldn't be too terrible if we waited 10 years, and they were Isaac and Peruvu after waiting 10 years. But nowadays, where people don't, Sheshnai Sehen Wata, these people don't live as long as they used to, so Shtei Shanu Mechze. We can't afford to give a person 10 years, instead we give him 2.5 years, Keneged Shleisha Iburim, which is Keneged 3 pregnancies. How is that Keneged 3 pregnancies? A pregnancy is 9 months each, so that's 27 months. Plus, you add another month for the Yemei Tahara, 30 days of a lady's vest, because a lady generally becomes pregnant right after her vest, Rashi points out. So therefore, it's 10 months each pregnancy. 10, 10, and 10 is 30 months. 30 months is exactly 2.5 years. So that's the amount of time that we give a couple nowadays. Rabba Amar Rav Nachman, that Shalei Shanim can get Shalei Shpekidais. Also that we, that, no, not 2.5 years. He argues that we give 3 years. And the reason why 3 years is because that's Keneged 3 Pekidais, 3 Rosh Hashanahs. And the significance of Rosh Hashanah when it comes to having a child is the Amar Mar B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkedu Sarah Rachel V'Chana. Now the Rosh Hashanah, that was the time that Sarah Rachel and Chana, that they, it was decreed upon them to have children. So you see that there's a certain significance of of having children and having a certain Hashkacha or Siyata Dishmaya, whatever you want to call it, with having children, Dafka through Rosh Hashanah. So that's how we give him 3 Rosh Hashanahs, we give him 3 years. Amar Rabbah, however, Rabbah says that Lisanu Lahani Klali. He says it's not true. None of these kolam are true. We don't go with any of these kolam. Even nowadays, we give a person 10 years. Michti, he said. Let's see. Masnisen man takin. Who was the one who wrote our Mishnah? Who was the one who was misakin, really, our Mishnah? They say it could be Rebbe wasn't the one who wrote the Mishnahis. It could be he was just misadder the Mishnahis. He was misakin them. So who's the one who was misakin the Mishnahis? It was Rebbe. It was Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. Vabimei David ima at Shanei. It was already during the times of David HaMelech that people stopped living as long as they used to. Dichsev, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, that Yemei Shneisenu Bam Shivim Shana, that the typical life is 70 years. So already in David HaMelech's time, people were already only living 70 years. Years, and Rebbe still said that we give a person 10 years, it must be that even nowadays we give a person 10 years, which is the way it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Now, ask the Gemara, going back to the Mishnah had said that after 10 years, the reason why we say that the husband has to get himself a new wife is because we say, and so we said that if he divorces his wife, that he's going to have to give her a ksuba. Why does he have to give her a ksuba? Maybe he should not give her a ksuba. Maybe it's her fault that they don't have children. So the Mishnah said no, because it's he's the one, we blame him. Maybe it's his zuchas. It's his lack of schus that's causing it that they don't have children. So as to the Gemara, we make him give a ksuba because we say it's his lack of schus. Maybe it's her lack of schus. Maybe she's the one who's not zaycha to have children. So says the Gemara, no. She, since she's not mechuyev and peru revu, so she wouldn't be punished through not having children. Very interesting Rashi here. Rashi makes it seem almost as if the only reason to care, a person would care to have children, is just als puravu. Not that there's any sort of emotional reason why a person would want to have children, it's just als the mitzvah. So therefore, since she doesn't have a mitzvah, it wouldn't make sense that she would be punished without having children, because what does she care? She's not mitzvah anyways. The man, he's mitzvah and puravu. So for him to not be mekai and puravu is something that's very hurtful, because he has a mitzvah and he's walking around without being able to do the mitzvah. That's what seems to be what Rashi's saying. It could be, of course, there's also the emotional factor, but lemaisa, there's also this factor, so therefore it only makes sense that a man would be punished through about not having children. A woman's never, anytime a person doesn't have children, so it's never, the Chazal are telling us that it's not the woman's fault, because she wouldn't have a punishment that has to do with Puravu, when anyways it's not her mitzvah. However, ask the Gemara, Eini, is this really true? Va'amru le rabbanan le rabbaba, meaning, is it really true that sometimes we say that a man is not zeicha to have children together with his wife, and therefore he should marry a different wife, because maybe through her he'll be zeicha, and then this one he just wasn't zeicha? Eini, is that true? Va'amru le rabbanan le rabbaba bar zavda. The rabbanan once said to Rav Abba bar Zavda, they said to him, he didn't have children, so they said to him, nesei vitza va'ilid b'nei, why don't you get yourself another wife? And then you'll have children. You weren't zeicha with your first wife. Get yourself another wife, and then you'll have children. V'amar luhu, and Rabbi Abba said to them, he said to them that izakai havuli mikamaisa, that if I was really zeicha to have children, so Hashem would have given me children through my first wife. What is that supposed to mean? We just said in our Mishnah that sometimes a man might not have the zechus to have children with his first wife, and he has to take a second wife. So says the Gemara in Achanami, and Rabbi Abba hasam dachui kamad chelei luhu l'rabbanan. Over there, he didn't really mean it. Of course, it could be that he wasn't zeicha with his first wife, and he would be zeicha with the second wife, but over there he was just coming to be mancha the Rabbanon. Really, there was a different reason why he wasn't marrying someone else to have children, and the reason is the Rabbi Abba bar Zavda i'akir mipirkei drefuna, because Rabbi Abba bar Zavda is another person that became an akar by the shear of Refuna. He held it in when he had to go to the bathroom, and he became a sres. Says the Gemara, a list of Amoraim like that, Rav Gidol i'akir mipirkei drefuna, Rav Chalbi i'akir mipirkei drefuna, Rav Huna, Rav Sheishas Yakim Perkad Rav Huna, all of them became Akarim through staying in the Shir of Rav Huna and not going to the bathroom when they need it. Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, Echadite Suskinta, he got this disease from holding himself in by the Shir, so he became sick, but then right away, Tuluya Ba'arza Debe Rav, they hung him on some sort of wooden pole that was there in the yeshiva, V'nafik Minei Kehutza Yarka, and it came out some sort of green substance came out of him, that was the chayli that came out of him, and he was saved. Amar Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, Rav Acher Bar Yaakov said that Shisin Save Havena, there were 60 sages, Vekulu Yaakov and Pirkei Rav Huna, and all of them, all these students of Rav Huna, they all became Akarim. Levar me'ana, except for me, the Kaimi ben Afshai, I was Mekayim, HaChachma Techaya Baleha. And Chachma makes a person live, so I knew how to be smart, and I made sure to be careful about this. I guess something which others, they weren't careful about it. He knew how to, I guess, do it, at least in a way, that he wouldn't actually become an Akar. The Mishnah had mentioned that Gersha Muteres V'chulu. We said that if it was in the Braisa, we said that if he divorces, no, it was in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that when this man is married to this woman for 10 years, so if he divorces her to have another wife, if he divorces her, so she's allowed to marry another man, and we don't say that she's called an Eina Bas Banim. We don't say that she's Huchzuka, that she can't have children. No, she can marry another husband. She can marry another husband. And so the Gemara points out that Sheni in Shlishi Loi. You see that the Mishnah is considering it that two times already is a Chazaka. We allow her to marry a second husband. It doesn't say that if the second husband is unsuccessful at having children with her, that then she can marry a third husband. Seemingly, once she goes through two husbands, 10 years without having any children, so then she already has a chazaka that she can't have children. Once she is muksak with two husbands not to have children, so then she has a chazaka. So you see that two times is a chazaka. Says the Gemara, now we know it's machlekas tanayim, how many times creates a chazaka? Is it two times or three times? So Masnisan Manim Rebihi. Our Mishnah, which is Madiyak, that two times creates a chazaka, is going like Rebbe. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, Mala Harishain, if a person gives a Mila to his first son, Umeis, and the child dies. Sheini gives a Mila to his second son, Umeis, and the child dies. Shlishi Laitimon. Devei Rebbe. So Rebbe says the third son, they shouldn't give a bris milah because there's already a chazaka in the family that the family has some sort of blood issue that makes it that they can't withstand a milah. So two times already creates that chazaka, the third child should not receive a bris milah. Rav Shem ben Gamliel, Imer Shlishi Timo, Revi Eloi Timo. He says that no, the third one should get a bris milah if he dies as well, so then the fourth one should not get a bris milah, but it takes three times to create a chazaka. So you see that our Mishnah, which seems to imply that two times is a chazaka, is going like Rebbe and not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Now the Gemara notes that v'hatanya ibchad. We learned in the Braisa that it's the other way around. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is the one who says that two times is a chazaka, and Rebbe says three times is a chazaka. So says the Gemara, how are we going to resolve this? We have to figure out which one was second. Rashi explains the assumption is that they were both chayzer. That Rebbe was chayzer from his shita and went like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was chayzer from his shita and went like Rebbe. So the shaila is, is we have two braises. One of them says that Rebbe holds two times as a chazaka, the other one says three, and this says the reverse about Rosh Hashanah and Gamaliel. So now the shaila is which one was second, and that's going to be the final psak of each one. So which one was second? Says the Gemara Tashma. Let's try to bring a raya. We'll bring a raya, which was their final shita. So what's the raya? The Amr Abchi Bar Abba Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said over the following testimony. Rabbi Yochanan said that Ma'isa ba'arba achayos. There was a story with four sisters. Bitzipayri Shemala Rishayna. One sister gave her son Amila Umeis, and the son died. Shnia, the second sister, gave her son Amila Umeis, and the son died. Shlishes Umeis, the third sister, gave Amila to her son and died. Revias Vasov Ne'er Ben Gamliel and Amar La Al Tamayli. Then by the fourth one already, they came to Rosh Ben Gamliel, and Rosh Ben Gamliel said that they should not give the fourth child Amila. So you see that Rosh Ben Gamliel's final position is that three times is a chazaka. That's his final position, is that three times is a chazaka. The way we know that this is his final position, and not a position that he held earlier in his life and then in his middle ages, is because Rashi points out that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said over this testimony. Rabbi Yochanan was an Amayra. He lived at the end of the Dairis of the Tanaim. He was one of the first Amarayim. And if he's the one who's saying over this testimony, it must be Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was pretty old at the time, because Rabbi Yochanan was at the end of the Tanaim. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel must have been pretty old at the time of this story. And if so, so we could assume that this is his last, this was his actual final Shita, is that three times is a Chazaka, and that's why he said only by the fourth sister that she should not give her son Amila. Now ask the Gemara, V'dilma i'asya shlishis nami hava amarla. As maybe, who says that it was really the third one that created the chazaka? Maybe it's the second one that created the chazaka. And if they would have went to Rosh Hashanah ben Gamliel, he would have told them already by the third sister not to give Amila. Maybe they just only came to him after the third. Maybe if they would have came to him after the second, he would have said the same thing, not to give the third one Amila. And really, he holds that two times creates a chazaka. So says the Gemara, then no, they can't be. Because M. Cain, if that was the case, so then Maya Seduce de Rabbi Bar Abba. So what was Rabbi Bar Abba saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? What was the big edus that he was saying over? There's nothing to learn from the story. It comes out the way your Elamai must be that it was understood that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel knew about the Maisa even after the second Mila, and he allowed them to do the third Mila, and then only by the fourth one he stopped them. That's what it has to be. Because otherwise, what's the big Edus over here? Why are they even telling over the story? There's nothing to learn from it. Says the Gemara, that's not necessarily true. It could be they brought over the Edus because there's something else to learn from the story. Until now, we only had that if parents are giving their son Amila, and then they give their second son Amila, and then the third son, that was the Shaila. So it was all about within one family. Here we're saying that different sisters could create a Chazaka. One sister gave her son Amila, and the child died. The second sister, or third sister, it's different sisters. The fact that we could create a Chazaka in such a way, maybe that's the purpose of this Edus, but not that you see from here, not that we're supposed to learn from here, that really three times creates the Chazaka. It could be really two times, according to Rosh Hashanah ben Gamliel, creates the Chazaka. You just didn't know about it until after the third Mila. Says the Gemara, commenting about this idea that achayis mechazkais, that we could create a chazaka through sisters. Amar Rava, once you tell me that there's such a mitzias like that of creating chazaka about sisters, that there must be that there's something that's going on in the family. So hashtid the amris achayis mechazkais lo yisa adam isha. So then a person should be careful when he marries a woman. He shouldn't marry a woman loy mi mishpachas nichven, not from a family that her sisters have epilepsy, loy mi mishpachas mitzayraim, or that the sisters have leprosy, because that says something about this sister. Because there's chazaka is about the sisters. But the only time a person should pay attention to this, that there's epilepsy in the family or leprosy, is only if it's three times. It's only if there was an actual chazaka that was created, not just if one sister, let's say, has something. That doesn't create a chazaka. That should not create worry. Only if there's an actual chazaka. Now says the Gemara, may have Allah. What's the bottom line? What's the maskana? Do we say two times creates the chazaka or three? So says the Gemara, ki asar of Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar. He said over that Ovda have the kamid Rabbi Yochanan. That there was a story with Rabbi Yochanan. With Rabbi Yochanan, like we just said, he was one of the first Amarayim. So whatever Rabbi Yochanan said, but had carried a lot of weight. So the story happened by Rabbi Yochanan, meaning halachic weight. Whatever happened by Rabbi Yochanan, that says a lot about the halacha, because he was the first generation Amarayim. So there was a story that happened with Rabbi Yochanan, Bekanishna de Ma'ain, and it was happened in the shul of Ma'ain, Biyam Yakipurim, Shechal Yais B'Shabbos. And it was in Yom Kippur, and it was Shabbos. So very chamer. And what happened was, is that Umala Rishayna, Umeis, Shnia Umeis, and they gave Mila to their first son who died, the second son who died, Shlishis Ba'alifanav, the third son, a triplet, or maybe it was different years, but now already they were holding by the third son, it was Shabbos Yom Kippur, and it was Ba'alifanav, they came to Rabbi Yechanan, and Amar Lan, Rabbi Yechanan said to her, he said, L'chi umayli, go give the Mila, and there's nothing to worry about, because only three times creates a chazaka, and not two times. That's what Rabbi Yechanan paskins. You see, he paskins that three times creates a chazaka, and not two. And that was the edus that was said over by Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef is saying over the story about Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan paskin mamish that three times is a chazaka. He was willing to do a mila on the third son, even on the Shabbos Yom Kippur. Amalei Abaye, Abaye said, wow. He said to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef that, wow, according to your version of this story, comes out Rabbi Yochanan had a lot of guts. Chazi de kasharis isura usakanta. He's being matter two things over here. First of all, there's Isra on the line, because if it's true that the child is not supposed to get a bris milah, so then there's no heter to give a bris milah on the Shabbos Yom Kippur. If it's not supposed to get a bris milah, if the child is not supposed to get a bris milah, so then he's doing malacha and there's no mitzvah. Seemingly there's no mitzvah when there's a sakana, so then is not even a mitzvah, so there's no heter to give a bris milah on Shabbos Yom Kippur. And he's also being matar a sakana. He's being matar sakana, chamir sakanta miyisura. He's being matar sakana because already two times, there's sutras that say two times is a chazaka, and he's willing to be makel on three, and Abaye seems to be saying that that's going over the top. This is already too big of a chiddush. L'maisa samach ala Abaye. Afal Pekin, even though Abaye thought it was a big chiddush, Abaye was saimech on Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef's edus, that according to Rav Yochanan, it's only three times that creates a chazaka, and two times does not, and therefore, v'azal nasba l'chuma barta d'isi b'reid Rav Yitzchak. Braid Rav Yehuda. And he went ahead and he actually married a woman whose name was Chuma. She was the daughter of Isi, the son of Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rav Yehuda. And what was the significance of that is that she already had two husbands who had died. The Nasva Rachava de Pumpadisa Ushachiv, she had already married Rachava of Pumpadisa who died, and Rav Yitzchak Braid the Rabbah by Rav Chana Vishachiv, and also Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rabbah by Rav Chana who had died. Unas Bahu, and then Abaye married her, and then Ushachiv, and Abaye also died when he married her. Now Rava commented on this, and he said, in surprise, he was surprised, and he said, "Umika David, Uvda Binafshi Kihai, is there someone that really puts his life into danger like this? That Abaye knew two husbands already died, and he was willing to take the chance and marry her. It was unbelievable." So asked, and more than that, Rava asked, is that Va'ihu Da'amar, Abaye himself is the one who told us that Avin Desamcha, that Avin you could rely on. If Avin tells you that Rabbi Yochanan said over a certain thing, he asked Avin, he said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan, when Avin tells you something in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, so you could rely on that. However, Yitzchak Sumaka Lav Bar Samcha. Yitzchak Sumaka, referring to this, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, he's not reliable. You can't rely on what he says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. And he's the one who said over this Eidus from Rabbi Yochanan, how could Abaye be Samech on him? And Sam, the Gemara tells us that what's the difference between Avin and Rabbi Yitzchak? That Avin Yashnoi Bechazara. Yitzchak Sumka Inei Bechazara. Because Avin, he did Chazara, or maybe he went to the Chazara Shir. But Yitzchak Sumaka did not do the Chazara, and therefore you cannot rely on Rabbi Yitzchak, only on the oven. V'ayin, and also says Rava, a third question is that Amer de Pligi Le'inyan Mila. What is it that Rav Shimon Gamliel even potentially says that three times, or Rabbi says that three times is a chazaka? That's when it comes to Mila, that you could give a Mila to the third child. But Nisuin mi Pligi, did they ever say to take your chances when it comes to Nisuin? Did they ever say, Mila, maybe you have to do it, so you should be Meiko three times is a chazaka? By Nisuin, did anyone ever say that you could take your chances with a third husband could take his chances? Did they ever say such a thing? So regarding that last question, the Gemara says that it's not shver, that they did say it, they said it even about Nisuan. The other questions are still shver, that Abaye took his chances like that, and that he relied on Rabbi Yitzchak, but this, that did they ever say it about Nisuan, that the Gemara says yes, that they did. In Vatani, we learned in the Braisa, that Nisais l'rishen umeis, l'shen umeis, l'shishi noitinasi divi Rebbe. Rebbe says a third husband should not marry her, Rishim b'gam li'olaymer, l'shlishi tinase, that she could marry a third husband, l'revi'i loitinase, but if he also dies, so then the fourth husband already should not marry her, because then already she has a chazaka. So you see that it's machlokes Rabbi and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel about marriage as well, just like they argue about Mila. Now the Gemara wants to understand what's the mitzias over here. So Bishlam Agabe Mila, when it makes sense by Mila, what are you being machzik? I mean, a chazaka, you have to be machzik something by a chazaka. So by Mila, what are you coming to be machzik? Because there are different blood conditions. Ika mishpacha de Rafi Dama, Vika mishpacha de Kamit Dama. There are families that have blood that's too thin. Some people have have blood in their family that's too thick. So there are things that would make sense that that's what's making it that the child's dying from Ila. And if so, how many times do we create a chazaka that the family has this condition? So it makes sense. I understand what you're being machzik. El nesuin my time up. But by nesuin, what are you coming to be machzik? That she has, that she marries a husband and he dies, she marries another husband and dies. What would that say about her? What are you coming to be machzik? What are you coming to be machzik about her? So says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, that hachi amar avimi mehagrenia mishmeid Rav Huna mayin gairim. What you're coming to be machzik is that she has some sort of mitzias that by tashmish she causes the husband to get sick and die. That's her coming to be machzik. Rav Ashi amar the mazel gairim. We're coming to be machzik, more of a spiritual mitzias that she clearly has a bad mazel that she's not supposed to be married, and anyone who she marries ends up dying. That's the mitzias we're coming to be machzik. Now, my binayu, what would be the nafkamina if it's al tashmish or al her mazel? It could be nayu di irso umis. If let's say all they did was erisin and he died, so they never had tashmish, so that would only be a chazaka if you go with mazel gairim. If you go with mayin gairim, there would be no chazaka, there would be no such halacha that just because she married a few times she can't get married. And another nafkamina would be if he falls off of a palm tree and he dies, so there we know exactly what the cause of death is. That's not going to be a raya to mayan gairim. That can't be a raya to mitzias of her mayan, because we know what the cause of death is, but it could be a raya to mazel gairim that could make a chazaka with regards to mazel gairim.